News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now the time is 7:34. An audit of the Office of Public Works Arts Scheme, it's an Office of Public Works run arts scheme, has found €2 million simply lying in an account with no proper documented procedures and financial transfers made for more than the artwork cost. That's according to a new report from the Irish Times. And Dr. Paul Davis from DCU's Business School joins us now. Good morning to Paul.
Good morning.
There seems to be an extraordinary litany of stories coming out about financial governance in the Office of Public Works. This comes, bearing in mind, after the 300 and something thousand spent on a lean-to bike shelter. It was a couple of poles and a glass roof, a wall that was outside, I think, the Work Relations Commission that cost €500,000. And now €2 million just lying idly unaccounted for. Can you shed any light as to what is going on here? Because this does seem to the ordinary punter extraordinary.
It is. I mean, the size of budget for the OPW is about €600 million. I think it was in 2024. But what we have is a series of small scale, what you would see as value for money incidences. So we've had the overspend, which is about value for money and not getting value for money. But now we have an underspend of money not being accounted for, but actually resting in an account. It seems to be about the audit and oversight, and there seems to be a lack of ability to get a handle on it within the OPW. Now, we've had, I think, John Conlon appointed last year in April 2024, and we're hopefully going to see some changes to that. And certainly, I think as late as October last year, he was stating that he was getting control of it. But it is coming down to lack of oversight. Very simply, not just on what they're spending, but it seems on what they're not spending as well.
It does seem to be an issue also in arts and culture as a sector. I mean, this is an arts scheme that the money wasn't spent on. But we've also seen, obviously, issues with RTE, which could be, you know, considered arts and culture, but also the National Gallery, their scanner that was purchased at whatever it was, hundreds of thousands of euros and never used. I suppose that sector, perhaps financial planning, etc., is not their forte because they are creatives and all that kind of stuff. Is there an issue that is as simple as that? I mean, it doesn't mean that there shouldn't be governance, but is there something in the fact that these are all sort of coming from the same area as well, or no?
I'd actually say no. I'd say what it is very simply poor oversight and poor internal audit procedures. So we have, I think, a report in the Currency only last week on non-compliance issues in terms of procurement, also within the OPW, about 1.5%. So I think this is a general thing. I wouldn't like to attribute it to one sector. You could argue that maybe the sector doesn't have enough experience. But in this case with the OPW, it's coming down very clearly to a lack of oversight. Okay. I noticed that, I think it was 4 months ago, they advertised ahead of an internal audit team. So perhaps maybe they're trying to get a handle of it by replacing or improving their audit team.
And is that what needs to happen? They need to tighten up their I suppose, their financial government. They need increased audit. Is it as simple as getting their house in order? Is that what needs to happen?
I wish it was as simple as getting the house in order, but yeah, that is probably what needs to happen. I don't know whether it's simplicity with €600 million of a budget. I think one of the big challenges for any major organisation is controlling the breadth of spend. I think that's one of the challenges for an Office of Public Works, is it's everything from, as we said, a bike shed, a wall, right the way through to an arts council. But they actually have to get it right, because value for money is not just about what we spend the money on, but it's actually making sure that the money that we are given is also spent.
Yeah, because that €2 million is just sitting in account. It decreases in value over time, doesn't it?
It does, yeah. I mean, we all know inflation takes the value of money away. And ultimately, over the last 2 years, we've seen inflation increase. So whatever we had in our account 2 years ago is certainly not worth the same as it is now. And I think that's a shame.
I think a lot of people would agree with you, Paul. And maybe lastly, in terms of accountability and in terms of responsibility at government's doors, who do you believe should be overseeing this? Because the OPW is one entity, and they're, you know, as you say, they need governance, they need audit, they need all that. But there's got to be somebody in charge in terms of government who should be overseeing this too.
I think our Department of Public Expenditure and our minister in there is always the one that's held accountable for this. I think we have a Minister of State, Kevin Boxer-Morn, has to be asked before the PAC to answer some of these queries. I think ultimately, though, we need investment in the Controller and Auditor General. And I've noticed that we've increased the resourcing in there, but it needs to be increased more. We need to get a handle on the spend. And if we're going to go into a time of maybe where we've got less budget available, it becomes even more important to make sure we're getting value for money.
Look, thank you very much for joining us on all of that this morning. That is Dr. Paul Davis there from DCU's Business School.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.